This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Roundup, a weekly overview with some of Talk Radio's biggest stars. I'm Doug Steffen, not alluding to me being a big star, although I'm on the list. Rick Jensen is here from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company. Hold a good thought for her. She's here, what a star, even though she's got pneumonia. Oh, heavenly days, McGee, it doesn't affect
cough,
you.
Cough, hack, hack.
Congratulations, thank you. Reg McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington, and Jennifer Horn from the DJV program and also the Morning Answer in Los Angeles. So we have Richie is going to have the honors of doing the actual countdown with Michael Harrison this week. So he's feeling good about getting through the list of all 10 things.
Oh, guaranteed we will go 10 to 1.
Right.
Well,
okay.
I drive this ship.
I know. Well, we'll let you do that. I do think, though, because Jennifer is here for a limited engagement, we probably ought to start at number 1 with the continuing focus on the Mueller report and whether there's executive privilege and Comey being on the what do you call it? I almost said Fox, on the CNN town hall thing. What a bunch of baloney. Anyway, the huffery and puffery, I'll move out of the way with my huffery and puffery and let Jennifer huff and puff. All right, Jen, go ahead.
Well, I you know, the story is that James Comey did this town hall on CNN this past week, and I guess my first question is why a former FBI director would need to do a CNN town hall. Typically, town halls have been set up for presidential candidates or hopefuls, maybe something big like an issue about gun control after the shooting in Parkland, Florida, but not usually do we see an FBI director not only writing a tell-all, but also then following that tell-all up with the CNN town hall, in which he goes after pretty much everybody except for the past president, President Obama. He gave him a little bit of credit, but he went after the Attorney General, William Barr, of course, President Trump, the Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, called his character into question. Lots of harsh words for an administration that is now, at the present time, looking into him, his actions, and just how the FBI started the investigation into the then-Trump campaign back in 2016. So is this, it seems almost like an attempt to, and Trump does this a lot, when the media is tough and saying things you don't like, Trump went out and discredited the media. But in large part, he actually had truth behind him because there was a very glaring media bias. With James Comey, he's going out and trying to discredit the people who might be filing charges against him in the next month or two because things look a little tough for him. Is truth going to be in the same way backing his play? I don't know. We don't know now, but I suspect probably not.
I think the James Comey podcast would be next. What do you think?
Don't give him that chance. He'd love it. He'd love it.
Podcast. Yeah, there we go. Go ahead. What are your observations when it comes to this? Your listeners, Rick, what do they say? What do you say?
So the question is this giving him any credibility, or does it prove he's a hardcore partisan? And my listeners say hardcore partisan.
Was he a Republican early on, though? Didn't he used to be a Republican? Yeah.
So he is a Republican.
Yeah, he's a Republican, but here's the thing. I don't even know if it's about acting in a partisan way. At this point, we always laugh, right, when President Trump says, oh, the swamp, drain the swamp. Well, what does the swamp mean? The swamp means the establishment, and James Comey is very much a part of that establishment.
Mm-hmm. The swamp. Mm-hmm. Well, he's got to have a big hole. He's tall guy,
your
right?
Bacon is what it's called.
Yeah, right, exactly. and the word, the whole business about who you like and who you don't like, who am I going to get, and how much time is devoted to that, as CNN seems to be specializing in that sort of thing. All right, any other observations, Victoria? What do you think about any or all of this?
I thought it was interesting that Anderson Cooper, the host, asked Comey if he agreed with the letter signed by hundreds of former federal prosecutors, which it was an interesting letter, which said that Trump would have been charged with obstruction if he wasn't in office, because the Mueller report does cite more than 10 instances where Trump did attempt to obstruct the
what?
Investigation. Comey said the investigation. Comey said that he agreed and responded before going on and saying that the president wasn't above the law. And anyway, the comments
angered the law was
about
broken.
Trump. And who sent out a late-night tweet calling Comey a disgrace to the FBI and the worst director in its history. I'm just answering Doug's question.
Yeah,
Get to answer the question. I'm just answering the question here. I'm not an advocate for Jim Comey or anybody else.
Well, the fact, the advocacy for him comes on the part of CNN, who's an advocate for anybody and everybody that they think they can take a shot at Trump, where they've become much less credible. MSNBC, I think, has a lot of credibility. We talked about that, Jennifer, early on the DJV thing. The credibility factor, Fox, MSNBC, I think, have a lot more credibility, even if they both can be questioned for motivation, than CNN. CNN is a joke, as far as I'm concerned, but it's an interesting conversation.
Still, the problem is that they try to still position themselves as real news, and they don't acknowledge as often. Anderson Cooper and Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo are opinion journalists. They are on the same line as Sean Hannity and Rachel Maddow, and I think what people are starting to realize is that they paint themselves to be these hard-hitting journalists, and they're really not. They have an opinion, they have a perspective, they have a point of view. And so while I think all the networks are capable of doing hard news during the day, in those evening hours, CNN is still masquerading that it's real news, and it's just, it's not anymore.
And this is the problem with 24-hour so-called news networks.
Yeah.
You've got to fill the time.
Yes.
Yep. Fill it with garbage. Although there are plenty of good things.
There's a simple solution. I'm sorry, there's a simple solution to this.
State-run media? Yeah.
No, it's the cry out on the bottom simply reads commentary during those programs. That way people
Exactly.
know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. CNN International does a good job of reporting international news.
Actually, CNN International, frankly, Victoria, is much better than the CNN that we have here in America, I think. Anyway, I think most of the international, like Sky News, most of the things you see when you're outside of our country are much more informative than the crap that we see in our country. I find news, newspapers, even when I'm traveling. When we were in Ireland a couple of weeks ago, I found the newspapers there to be very informative. I don't find our newspapers, which, by the way, brings me around to the number two story of the week, and I want to find out. I haven't found out yet. I still am not satisfied. Where did the New York Times get these tax returns? Let's dig into that.
So I've heard that the Chinese were behind it, Dougie. How about that?
All right, so stay tuned. We'll get to that in a matter of moments. It's Mother's Day weekend, and as such, I'm full of ideas, full of a lot of things some of you would say, but I've got good ideas. So for Mother's Day, can you ask her how well she's sleeping? Is she getting a good night's rest every night? If the answer is so-so, you can do your mother a big favor and show her how much you love her by going online to MyPillow.com and ordering any number of things like the pillow itself, dog pillows, pet pillows. I just am washing Daisy's pet pillow that I have for her because she had a little accident last night. And pretty easy, throw all right into the washing machine, wash it up, clean it up. All the things that come from MyPillow are washable, all made in America. These Giza sheets that people have been talking about, these cotton sheets, cotton coming from the best place in the world along the Nile River in Egypt. The Giza cotton sheets that have been created by MyPillow are really probably the best around because they actually fit on your bed. What a concept. So here, a couple of different ideas for Mother's Day. Get on the horn right now. Just go on the computer online to MyPillow.com. Order the sheets, get 30% off. Order the pillows, get 50% off. Some of the pillows come at 55% off. Great deals can be had as long as you use the code DJV, okay? free shipping, too, on everything you buy, and financing for over $200 if you desire. All of that makes it very easy to get your mom something really special. She deserves a good night's rest. Get it for her at MyPillow.com. Get the bargains by using the promo code DJV. Are you constantly waking up having to fix your sheets because your fitted sheet is so unfitted? Do your sheets keep you hot at night? I've been there. You've been there. We've all been there. But not anymore. Not thanks to my MyPillow Giza cotton sheets. I'm getting a full night's rest without the pain of having to fix my sheets. Giza cotton sheets by MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza. Grown only in a small area near the Mediterranean Sea, it's cotton super smooth and breathable, extremely durable, made with deep pockets that will fit over any bed. And just like those MyPillows we love so much, our Giza sheets are 100% machine washable, dryable cotton, super duper. Go to MyPillow.com, order your Giza sheets today, get 30% off and free shipping when you use the promo code DJV. That's right, free shipping at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV. Get yours today at MyPillow.com. Joint aches. Maybe you're getting older. Maybe you have, if you're like me, got injuries from being on the farm or whatever, playing sports. Joint aches can sap the life right out of you. Lately, though, I've been feeling a lot better. If you ache like you got neck aches and hand aches and back and shoulder aches, do what I did. Try Sierracil. Sierracil Joint Formula 14. Feel better in 14 days and you get your money back. For me, I started to feel Joint Formula 14 working about 5 days, I guess. My knees move easier. My hips are better. Don't let joint aches hold you back. Try my choice for relief, Joint Formula 14. Get all the details at achefree.live. It works, or you get your money back. My listeners in May, try Joint Formula 14 capsules, $27.99 with free shipping. That's achefree.live. There is Sierracil for your pet as well. Find out more at achefree.live. Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil. Let's get to the next item, number two on the charts for this week from Talkers Magazine on our talk radio review, is a focus on the Trump tax returns for 10 years that appeared this week in the New York Times. So you just teased, Jennifer, you think the Chinese are involved in this?
Well, no one knows for sure. I just read some stories about perhaps China trying to get their hands on the tax return. It was a summary. I don't know. Maybe hacking or something. Who knows?
They hack.
But because they're involved with this struggle for trade war, over a trade war, they were thinking that was going to be maybe coming from them. But I don't think anybody knows for sure. In general, to me, this is so much. It's supposed to be this big revelation, and it's nothing new. Trump talked about using the tax loopholes in 2016. On the primary stage, that he would show his losses so that he could avoid paying taxes. He talked about it. Businesses do it.
Yeah.
He wrote a story about his comeback. I don't know why this seems to be like some big moment for a lot
of
people in the media.
One of our business hosts here talked about and broke it down perfectly yesterday in his podcast, where he talked about how you write off the interest and then you take losses on the payments and you write that off. You can write that. Any good business is going to create a loss in their books at the end of the year. Any good business, especially real estate, because of the tax laws back in the 80s, you were able to get away with a lot of write-offs, and that's all he did.
Yeah.
Let me read what the Times investigation says about where they obtained the information. It says, while the Times did not obtain the president's actual tax returns, it received the information contained in the returns from someone who had legal access to it. The Times was then able to find matching results in the IRS information on top earners, a publicly available database that each year comprises a one-third sampling of those taxpayers with identifying details removed. It also confirmed significant findings using other public documents along with confidential Trump family tax and financial records from the newspaper's 2018 investigation.
That person
had
legal access.
The IRS make that information available. Yeah. How dare
Well, no, who's the person who turned it over to the Times? That person should be in jail.
21 after the hour.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Review here. Doug Steffen with our cast of experts and conversationalists. Rich McFadden in Washington. Rick Jensen at WDEL in Wilmington. Victoria Jones at the DC Radio Company. A little one-sided. We've got too many Eastern arrogance. Much too much Eastern arrogance. We should have some Midwestern arrogance or West Coast arrogance rather than just the East Coasters. Victoria runs the DC Radio Company and has come upon something that, even though it's not in the top 10, it's an interesting exploration for a minute or so as to how people like you get press passes to go to the White House to get access to the news, or don't. As it may seem, there are changes afoot here, right, Victoria?
Yes, and the Sarah Sanders is who's the White House press press secretary is saying that these new hard pass rules, and a hard pass means that you're a White House correspondent, which I was for nearly 14 years, and you can go in whenever you like. You show your hard pass to the security, you go through the different levels of security, and you just go in and you walk to your desk in the press area. You don't have to call in advance. If you don't have a hard pass, you have to call in to the Secret Service and say, I'd like to come in, and then you get approval and you go. Now, what they've done is they've put in new rules, and Sanders is saying that they're designed to improve White House security. Well, everybody who has a hard pass has already been investigated by the FBI. So how it's designed to improve security when we've already had background investigations, it doesn't quite make sense to anybody. But what it is really is a purge of the White House press corps, and it appears to those in the White House press corps, whether this is true or not, to be an attempt to pick and choose who gets hard passes and to make it harder for people to cover the president, because effectively that's what it's doing. And you can get a temporary one for 6 months under these rules, and it's a lot of people are just losing them and then having to reapply, and it's It's very draconian, and it's very interesting, and it's not obviously being reported because it's an industry thing, but so this is very major, along with the fact that there hasn't been a press briefing for 2 months.
Who has been weeded out with this new process?
Seven Washington Post White House reporters lost their hard pass requirements, but you can get an exemption. They got exemptions, but they had to go through a process to get exemptions. Associated Press reporters, several of those lost their hard passes. The Associated Press is usually considered sort of pretty blameless. So you have to go basically every other day in the last 6 months. That would be including weekends. And it's pretty difficult to qualify for that if you also have to report to your bureau. This is tricky stuff. This is very tricky stuff. And then put in a large number of hours and do this and that. You know, when people reporters do a lot of things, they also have to do assignments.
Are the rules different for the Fox?
No, Fox would come under the same rules. Fox is very loyal with the White House. Yes, with White House correspondents. This is across the board, yes.
Okay, so it's not picking on one specific set of correspondents. It's across the board on all of them.
Right, but then they can pick and choose who gets reinstated.
Right.
Will they?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it is an interesting story. I'd love to hear sometime a story about in 14 years, what was your most interesting situation? That would be something cool. Maybe I'll ask you that for a moment or two as we continue on here. Another half hour, Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen at 28 after the...
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The chairman of the House Judiciary Committee says special counsel Robert Mueller won't appear before his committee next week. According to the New York Times, President Trump's former lawyer Don McGahn was asked by the White House to declare the president never obstructed justice, but he declined to comply. House Intelligence Committee member Rajna Krishnamurthy.
The president right now is thumbing his nose at the American people in not answering any of these subpoenas or having people testify on Capitol Hill, and we cannot have that. The other question that comes up is, what are they trying to hide? What is behind this refusal to comply with basic requests for information?
President Trump saying in an interview with Politico that he doesn't consider North Korea's recent launch of short-range missiles a breach of trust. He downplayed it, saying it was very standard stuff. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for a continuation of our conversation regarding the Talk Radio stories that have made it this week. The charts prepared by the folks at Talkers Magazine for the week of May the 6th through the 10th. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan. Victoria Keelan. Not quite. The other Victoria. Victoria Jones. Sometimes, Victoria, I introduce Victoria Keelan on the DJV show by saying it's Victoria Jones. And then when you come on, I say, oh, it's Victoria Keelan. So we have victory, victory is our cry with the Victorias. Victoria's been at the DC Radio Company working in Washington for a number of years as an observer, as talk radio personality, news person. Rick Jensen, talk radio personality extraordinaire, WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Rich McFadden, who is my compatriot, he and I have been texting a lot back and forth this week because he helped me find a new pickup truck. And one of Richie's, the story with Richie.
Side
is
job.
He was, Richie was in the car business. That shows you how credible he is before he became a radio person.
Hey, listen, the credibility in the car business is a lot more sometimes.
Good to know.
Yes, right, exactly. So anyway, Richie and I have been back and forth with our love for each other on the texting front. And for 26 years, he and I have been back and forth. One day it's love, one day it's hate. And today... And
now he's another satisfied customer, McFadden Auto Brokers. So anyway, number six.
Wait a minute. Let's get to the North Korean thing. Did I introduce everybody? I think.
Oh, interesting.
Okay, so... The U.S. has seized a North Korean cargo ship, saying that they violated the sanctions. The seizure is not going to—it's not going to calm things down any. I'm not thinking that the two countries are. I don't know that we want to calm things down. The North Koreans this week, didn't they take a shot
And some
they launched two short-range missiles. Yeah,
right, landed up out in the ocean someplace. So these tests.
This ship that they seized.
Yeah,
it was running with its radar off.
Oh, good for that.
Yes, naughty, very naughty.
Like in ghost mode.
Uh-huh.
And the stuff that it had in it, while not...
It's a merchant ship. It's not a warship. It's a cargo ship.
Right, right.
Coal, apparently.
Yeah, it was carrying coal and a bunch of other stuff. But they definitely were just trying to fly under the radar.
It's called the Wise Honest. That was the name of the ship. The Wise.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. Honest. Love that. Classic.
The Wise Honest. Great.
Now, also, newly released satellite images revealed huge... years-old base that seems to have been designed to hide and protect North Korea's growing arsenal of, wait for it, drum roll, long-range missiles.
Really?
Yes.
Fellas,
so that's really naughty.
What did that be? Naughty and nice are two things that we reflect upon, but under the circumstances, what in the world? It's like the Ayatollah, the Iranians, and all of the nonsense with them this week and last week as well. What do they think they... Do they actually... Really, somebody has to be thinking or saying to these guys, look, don't make too much trouble because you'll not survive. Is this the height, the brink, or what do they call it? Brinksmanship, right? In North Korea, the people don't have much choice. In Iran, the people are pissed off. People in Iran are smart. They have a lot of good. They have the people in the country don't like their government any more than we like ours. And there's a brewing distaste for the Ayatollah and all the hardline stuff. The people over there don't want to live like that. They know better, and they either come to this country. This country, you know, that's one of the interesting things about all this immigration talk. There are huge numbers of Iranians that come to our country to go to school. They come here legally. They stay in this country. They are practicing medicine. They are involved in the pharmaceutical industry. A lot of nurses. That seems to be their big thing. They train people as doctors, and many of them stay here. But this is, and you're here. I have some friends in Los Angeles who are Iranians. And they tell me the stories of that. As a matter of fact, a woman who runs a clinic and her father, who ran a hospital over in Iran, have come over here. He comes back and forth. He works here and he works there. But they talk all the time about how people are so disgusted with the Ayatollah, and then come back around again to the reality of these people. They don't survive in any kind of confrontation with us or anybody else.
How many of you think Putin is getting to Kim Jong Ding Dong? And saying, hey, listen, don't worry about the Americans. I got your back.
Oh, yeah, right.
You need some money. We'll get you coal. I'll put it in on a ship, and we'll turn the radar off. Don't worry. I got you covered.
Yeah, right.
It's also a personality cult.
A lot of these things are, tied in, too. No, that's fine. Everyone does. For example, you have all these missiles, these rockets, murderous rockets that launched into Israel. And that is actually by an organization called the Palestinian Islamic Jihad. They are Iranian-backed as well. In fact, their public spokesweasel, General Ziad, whatever it is, said, that was just a fire drill for what's going to be happening. It's all this geopolitical intrigue, everybody trying to move pieces along the chessboard, and it looks like checkers to those of us who are reading it from the outside, but it's all tied together, right?
Well, is there an emotional energy that's attached to this stuff that mixes people up? Isn't that really what politics and politicians are all about? It's all about the emotion of control and the emotion. Look at the leaders in the world today. Other than them being mostly certifiable, most of the leaders that you find in most countries, you got to be crazy to want to have the job in the first place. But then they tie that with all kinds of emotional stuff to keep people all fired up and to keep their minds away from what's really going on. That's the way I
see it. Fired up with negative emotions.
Yeah,
because negative emotions are so easy to get going, and that's what's so sad.
Yeah,
I don't know why anybody would want to be a leader of anything anymore. It's
you're a leader.
Of a mid-sized business, I wouldn't want to lead a country. I wouldn't want to be a cop. I wouldn't want to run our military. You are just under a constant microscope. Who would want that job?
Yeah. All right, speaking of being a cop, number five is a focus on what happened in Colorado. There's a story floating around at the end of the week about a security guard who seems to have been credited with capturing one, at least, of the two suspects in the shooting. He fired his weapon inside the school at this one of these kids, apparently, which sort of stands up better than, was it Sandy Hook? Where was it that they didn't know, down in Parkland, maybe. I forget.
Where the cops stood outside for 20 minutes while they
were. Oh, yeah, that was Parkland. Yeah.
Right.
So this it's also encouraging that the students in the school are taking things
protesting
into their own hands.
During the
shooting, throwing themselves at the shooter.
Yeah, but one of the other things is the savviness, if that's a word, I think it is, of these youngsters when there were vigils this past week and politicians were all over the place. The kids shoot them off. We don't want you here.
That's a huge story here. It really is, especially, Doug, when you talk about, you know, the emotion of politics and whether it's geopolitical or whether it's local. This Moms Demand Action Bloomberg-funded organization has been traveling around the country. We had some come down here to Delaware as well. They're co-opting the entire meeting there, and the students said, wait, we don't want to hear you talk about guns. We want to hear you talk about the kids, the five kids here who were heroic at our school, the kids who were threatened or killed. And that's what it's not about us. And that's what they said. That was the quote. This was not about us. It was about them and their agenda. And then you had these kids saying, you know what? It's about mental illness. And we always suspect somebody. And they're not talking about that. That was the students talking about that. Yeah. I thought that was extraordinary, you know?
I think some of the kids were saying, we don't want to talk about guns yet. It's not time yet. Now we want to mourn. It's mourning time. We want to talk about, you know, some of them were saying, we might want to talk about guns, but not now.
You know, one of the things that they were talking about also was this school was a STEM, just a very advanced
smart
STEM school.
AP school.
And they talked about the pressure that these kids are under and just how there's so much pressure in these kids. And one of the parents was quoted as saying something like this or something bad was bound to happen at some point, that these kids are being pressed so hard all the time.
But the kids, were they students there?
Yes.
Oh, I missed that somewhere along the line. Really? All right. Well, there you go. Something else that's added to the mix. 44 after the hour, Mother's Day weekend. If your mother is aching because her joints have been, like, I have had a lot of injuries in my life working on the farm and stuff. I don't do a lot of heavy lifting on the radio. Not many injuries here. A few mental strokes. But now, if you're suffering and you see your mother with sore hands and maybe your shoulders are sore, there's something new around now that I would invite you to try for Mother's Day. It's called Sierracil Joint Formula 14. The reason it's called Joint Formula 14 is because in 14 days they guarantee you'll feel better and give you your money back. As a matter of fact, I've been using it, and in 4 or 5 days it really made a difference. Give it to my dog as well. Good for the dog, good for you, good for mom. Don't let joint aches hold her back. If she's been complaining about her knees or her neck or her back, then go online to achefree.live, achefree.live. It's a special deal. This normally a bottle of this is $39. You can get it for $27.99 at achefree.live. Use the DJV code Sarasil for you and your pet. Get rid of the aches. Your mother is suffering. Tell mom I love you. Here's something that will make you feel much better, and you will. achefree.live. Joint Formula 14 special deal. Use the DJV code. Get it in time for Mother's Day. Talk Radio Countdown Show, the stories of the week. Number 10, the NBA Finals. That's usually in the number 10 position, pretty comfortably there. Number 9, the controversy over the safety of the Boeing 737, but then the 737-800 that slid off the runway in Jacksonville, that was pilot error, though. But because 737s have been controversial, everybody's going to take a shot. Violence in the Gaza, number 8. The vaccination debate is number 7. That continues. Free speech issues on social media, number 6. The Colorado school shooting and gun violence in general, number 5. What's going on in Asia with North Korea and China and the trade war, number 3. The presidential race, number 2. The story from the New York Times this week about the Trump taxes, and the number 1 item this week, the Mueller report, a lot of discussion of executive privilege, that sort of thing.
During National Small Business Week, we recognize that more than half of Americans either own or work for a small business. That's why Visa is encouraging consumers to support small businesses. Visa Executive R.L. Prasad reminds consumers that now they have more ways than ever to connect with their favorite small business.
We're quickly moving towards a world where seamless digital payments work securely anywhere on any device. These innovations are opening a whole new world for small businesses.
Visa offers many products and services that help make small businesses more competitive.
Visa solutions for secure payments like chip and tap to pay cards and Visa token services, among others, help small businesses prevent fraud and do more of what they love, which is spending time with customers and moving their business forward. We provide peace of mind and value to small businesses by offering them multiple layers of secure technology that includes using artificial intelligence, increasing competitiveness with secure and innovative digital payment products, and driving growth with more than 3.3 billion Visa payment cards around the world.
At Visa, securing the world's payments is priority one.
Oh my gut! We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, well, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
People List, according to Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen, reviewing the top 10 on the People List. I oftentimes, as we do these programs, kind of slip up the order and don't get everything in. So here's the official list, so you know. At number 10, the arrival of Prince. He's not really Prince, but Archie, Duke, or whatever he's going to be, maybe just a commoner. Meghan and the Prince have a new child. Number 9, Alex Jones added again. Kim Jong-un, the fatty, is at number 8. Xi Jinping from China, number 7. Joe Biden is 6. Bernie Sanders is 5. Interesting how the two of them are taking pot shots at each other. Donald Trump Jr. is 4. Gerald Nadler, number 3. Mueller's in the list of people, and Donald Trump all kind of round out our list of the people being talked about this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Information supplied by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Get the list at talkers.com. Prince Archie, number 10 on the people list. Prince Archie coming into the world this past week. I thought it was interesting as an anecdotal story from the Talk Tree that a radio host on the BBC was fired after he tweeted a photo of a chimpanzee in a suit with a caption, quote, "Royal baby leaves hospital." The photo.
Disgusting.
Sorry.
It's just, was bloody idiot.
As racist.
Yeah.
I'm
surprised. Then he didn't apologize. But then Friday, he's like, oh, no, I'm really sorry. Really sorry. Didn't apologize the day at first. And then he suddenly realized what a massive story it was. Well, by the way, Archie's not a prince.
No, he's not. Did I say Prince? No, he's not.
Yes.
Yeah, right. He's going to be a sort of commoner. What I got a kick out of is we have London Radio, which is kind of like our talk radio wrestling stuff here, and they have a national network called Talk Sport. and they have those are kind of wrestling, the radio wrestling stuff. But the BBC is thought of as being sort of a step higher and not likely to have people working there who'd be dumb enough to do something. I could see James Whale doing something like this in a second. But
this guy's been fired before from Radio 5.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
The second time he's been fired.
Obviously, he's not a quick learner under the circumstances. All right,
who
so that's
a kid Archie anyway, huh?
Jeez. Archie. What's wrong with Archie?
How did he come up with Archie?
Come on, Beauregard.
Dudley, maybe, would have been better. Prince Dudley. What do you think?
Nice.
How about that? 10 minutes before the hour. That's the Talk Radio View. Thanks to Rick and Victoria and Richie. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour, Tech Talk time, a review of the top five technology stories from this week, a tradition at the end of the week, which is carried on by Victoria Keelan, who's here to review the top five. We start at number five, which is something new for Walmart. I thought this was interesting. I guess I understood the concept when you first went over it earlier, but let's bring everybody up to date, Victoria.
Yeah, so Walmart is jumping into the original streaming video marketplace with their streamer called Vudu. It's V-U-D-U, and it's probably most new smart TVs already have the Vudu app ready that's pre-downloaded on it. And so Walmart this week released some of the initial programming for the original shows. They will be ad-supported, which means they're free to watch, but you do have to sit through some ads, not unlike Hulu. Netflix still remains ad-free. So Vudu announced initially last October that they're resurrecting the 1983 movie Mr. Mom, and they're turning it into an original series. Other shows include Friends in Strange Places, which is a travel comedy show, and Queen Latifah is the executive producer of that. Albedo is a science fiction series, which stars Evangeline Lilly. She's best known for Ant-Man and the Wasp. She is the Wasp, and she was also on Lost. Turning Point with Randy Jackson is an interview documentary series, and Blue's Clues and You is a remake of the children's series, and so that's in partnership with Nickelodeon. Plus, Variety magazine is going to have a weekly entertainment show called Variety's First Look. And so Vudu will start debuting these shows by the end of 2019 and into 2020. And they also have a pretty extensive digital catalog of films. So even though Disney Plus is probably going to turn into the biggest streaming giant, and then we'll have Hulu and Netflix and Amazon Prime, I think Vudu would probably take in it, they'll probably slide right into that fourth place spot. So it's good news for Walmart, which owns Vudu, and they were smart enough to get into, you know, all those DVDs just sit there in Walmart, so they were smart to get into streaming. Every
right,
Nicolas
number...
Cage movie, right? It just sits there on DVD.
Yeah. Right, yep. Twitter is now going to let you add photos and videos and things. Let's get the story behind the story as number four this week.
Yep, Twitter users can now add images, videos, and GIFs to their retweets and quoted tweets. Now, in the past, if you wanted to respond to someone else's tweet, you were only allowed to use text. So now, this has actually been, apparently this was a really big problem with their algorithm, and Twitter said it took forever. It was such a challenge to get this all straightened out. But it does add another layer, and this is definitely something that Twitter users have been asking for. So it makes tweeting and retweeting a lot more interactive.
Number three, counting our way to number one this week, is a focus on a new phone from Google.
Yep. Google's new Pixel 3a is rated very highly by tech reviewers. In fact, it's been named by many as the best phone under $500. Prices start at $399 for the smaller 3a and $479 for the Pixel 3a XL. There's actually a really great deal happening if you do want to buy one of these Google Pixel phones. B&H Photo and the Google Store are giving you a $100 gift card when you buy one of these new Pixel phones. And B&H Store has actually all of the color options available. And each purchase includes a prepaid SIM card for Mint Mobile, which is handy if you're in between carriers or in between contracts. And then Best Buy jumped on board as well. If you buy a Pixel from Best Buy, you also get a $100 gift card. And all of those offers are valid until May 18th.
Number two, beware of debt collectors. Debt collectors.
Yeah, this is not great news for the consumer. Under a new Trump administration policy, debt collectors will not just be able to call you, but they'll be able to email you and text you. And this is, which sounds ridiculous, but it's part of the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act. This was originally established in 1977 when people could only call you. There was no email or text messaging. So the new proposal is, which actually comes from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which isn't really issuing any protections for consumers, but it opens the door for people to email you and text you. They can call you 7 times a week now. That's what they're allowed to do. And so this is going to enter a 90-day public comment period. So this is the CFPB's plan, the Consumer Protection or Financial Protection Bureau. If you do not like this plan, if you have debt collectors calling you, then you can go online and you can actually protest this.
They get slammed.
I think it's such an invasion of privacy. Calling is one thing, but texting and, you know, on your cell and emailing, it's too much.
Now, that's an interesting counter, because number one is a new warning about robocalls.
The FCC has issued an alert. If you get a one-ring robocall, do not call them back, because this is a huge scam. And if you see a country code 222, that's the West African nation of Mauritania. And so they are basically trapping people, and you will get a huge phone bill. So if you have any of these calls, do not call them back. Just block them and let it go.
Word to the wise, sufficient. Hopefully this is helpful information. Here's Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.